Welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. Our opening on this fourth Sunday after Pentecost was a beautiful prayer known as Luther's Morning Prayer. The prayer was written by Martin Luther and set to music by John Behnke. Through Luther's simple but all-encompassing words, we entrust ourselves entirely to our Heavenly Father. The St. Peter Congregation, under the guidance of Pastor Daniel Speckard, is a part of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and, as such, is a community of faith founded upon the gospel of Christ crucified and risen for all. We are Donna and Brian Ness, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you today through scripture and song. St. Paul, in our epistle reading from Romans, is reminding the Christians in Rome that they are no longer slaves to sin, which leads to death, but are now ruled by God, having received Christ's righteousness, which leads to holiness and eternal life. A hymn, "Just As I Am Without One Plea," expresses this life in the righteousness of Jesus.
Just as I am.
Reading from the sixth chapter of the letter of St. Paul to the church at Rome. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law but under grace. What then? Are we to sin because we are not under law but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you, who were once slaves of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed, and having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Our gospel reading from Matthew 10 shows a very different aspect of this life in Jesus. It is a continuation of the account we began last week when Jesus sent out his apostles with power to heal diseases and cast out demons. This section presents warnings about what discord they should expect to face in doing the work in the kingdom of God. The hymn, "O little flock, fear not the foe," expresses the strength and good cheer we receive as we faithfully press forward in our life in Christ. Satan has been defeated.
O little flock, fear not the foe, whom at he seeks your overthrow. Dread not his rage and power, and though your courage sometimes fails, his seeming trial.
Reading from the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them, "Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next, for truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven.
The hymn, Children of the Heavenly Father, expresses the peace that each Christian receives even in the midst of the evils in the world. Thank you for inviting us to share the love of Jesus with you this morning. We invite you to worship with us at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson at 9 a.m. on Sundays. Sunday school and Bible study for all ages immediately follow the worship service. If you have young children, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is welcome and a blessing to us all. There are multiple opportunities throughout the week for small group Bible studies and other activities. Please contact the church office at 574-896-2025 for more information. More info can also be found on the St. Peter website. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Daniel Speckard and the members of St. Peter look forward to meeting you. May you be at peace with Jesus as you walk as a child of the Heavenly Father.